Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer, Logan Landers, and join me to break down the Texas Longhorns 2023 team preview ahead of course, their big matchup in against Washington. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, how are you doing this afternoon, Vincent?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Logan Landers?
I'm doing great. Ready to talk about this amazing Texas team and what they're going to be bringing to the table against the Washington Huskies. But before we get started, though, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy the episode, give us a like, follow, share, and subscribe on Facebook and on YouTube. Also, check out our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. It'll be on all of your major podcast streaming platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or any other platform you listen to. You can find us on there each and every single week. Vincent, let's get into it. I'll be breaking down the offense, of course, and you'll be handling the defense. So let's talk about Texas and what they will be doing and what they have done this season. Quarterback play, of course, you are led by Quinn Ewers, who's had a tremendous season, 3,161 yards for him on a just tremendous 70.7% completion percentage. He's got 21 touchdowns, only six interceptions, has been sacked 25 times on the year, though, something definitely Washington is going to have to look out for if they want to get the advantage in their upcoming game. Of course, on your running game, you are led by Jonathan Brooks, a young man who has just been electric out there. As good as Quinn Ewers has been, Vincent, Jonathan Brooks has held his fair share as well. 187 carries for him, 1,139 yards. He's got 10 touchdowns on a 6.1 pop right there. He's been tremendous. And their backup, C.J. Baxter, nothing to laugh about either. 129 carries, 595 for him. He's got four touchdowns. And Jadon Blue, another guy who can also get it done if you give him the ball. They have a deep deep running game in Texas. All in all, closing in on 2,500 yards, close to 500 carries. They are a solid team when it comes to running the ball. Now, when you go to the receiving core, of course, you are led by Xavier Worthy, a junior out of Fresno, California, who has done some good work this year. 73 catches, leads the team by far. 969 yards for him on the year and five touchdowns. He has been absolutely tremendous for this Longhorns team. And then, of course, the other, just kind of the dynamic duo, a guy who a lot of Georgia fans know, that's the Donnie Mitchell. Junior, 6'4", 196, and he uses all of his frame. He's done great. 51 catches for him, 813 yards on the year. And he's got a receiving core high of 10 TDs. Guys, you can watch out for, of course, Jadeveon Sanders, Jordan Whittington, and also Jonathan Brooks can get it done in the backfield. But he can also get it done as a receiver if need be. And something I always like to look at, especially in, we're getting close to the playoffs here, is you got to have a solid kicking game. When you look at Texas, they got Burt Auburn as their kicker. He's perfect from extra points this year, 52 of 52. But Vince, is something you got to look out for. 28 of 34 when it comes to field goals on the season. He's 7 of 8 from 20 to 29. But the real thing here is when it gets a little bit deeper, he seems to struggle. He's from 40 to 49 yards, he's only 9 of 12. And from 50 plus, he's 2 of 4. So something that Texas definitely has to be watching out for, and something that if you're Washington, you really got to hone in on that. And if you can get maybe, a bigger yardage situation, you can really get it going there. So, Vincent, give me your thoughts, man. Give us your thoughts about what Texas can do on defense.
First and foremost, I want to give credit to head coach Steve Sarkisian, because what he learned to get Texas into the college football playoffs is that you got to have a five-star defense. And what I've been most impressed with is not what they've done offensively, go horns, the days of Darrell Royal and Fred Akers, is that the defense has played at a championship level. And the strength of their team is in the D-line. Ethan Burke, a 6'7 defensive end, 8 tackles for losses, 5 sacks on the year. Tavante Sweat, 360 pounds, 8 tackles for loss. And when you look at him, he's a guy that, as I said before, you look at him, Devontae Sweat, 360-pound nose tackle, 8 tackles for loss and 2 sacks. And then you got Byron Murphy, a guy who's played at a high level. I call him Aaron Donald too. Only 6 feet but 308 pounds, 10 quarterback pressures, 6 sacks. And then you're looking at Anthony Hill, one of the most outstanding freshman linebackers that's came into this college football game in a long time. The young man has played at a high level, 5 sacks, 7.5 tackles for loss. And then they got two excellent guys in the secondary, and Terrence Brooks, 3 interceptions, and Jerron Thompson, 3 interceptions. So when you look overall, this is a Texas defense that's giving up only 17 points a game. But take one game when you know Texas was probably going to be a legit Power 5 team and a college playoff football team, and what they did against Alabama on the road. That game, they had 5 sacks against Jalen Milroe, 2 interceptions, 9 tackles for losses, dominated the line of scrimmage, and held Alabama to only 107 yards rushing. This is a Texas team that's got a defense that can take them a long way in the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you this, the Washington Huskies are coming in with a 285-pound starting center. That might be a long day for Michael Penix Jr. and the Washington Huskies leading up to their battle down there in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl in the other college football semifinal.
Yes, sir. Well said. Well said, Mr. Turner. Well, that has been your team preview for Texas, of course, ahead of their upcoming matchup in the Sugar Bowl against the Washington Huskies. Please, guys, drop a comment. Let us know what you think about Texas, what you like about this team, what are some areas they could potentially improve on ahead of their big game in our comment section on Facebook and on YouTube. Of course, check us out on our podcast as well on any major podcast streaming platform. As always, Mr. Football, Vince Turner, absolute pleasure talking sports with you each and every single week. I've been your host, producer, Logan Landers. We'll talk to y'all again on